The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're on Red Circle now, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also find us on the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button for all of the latest South Florida content. You can also find South Florida content at fivereasonssports.com. Spell that one out. We do not have a paywall. Also, make sure you use our product code. It's 5RSN. That's the number 5 and then RSN for 25% off premium CBD at Therapist Preferred for recovery and for sleep. Also, you can use it for 20% off at manscaped.com. Manscaped is where you find your grooming products, particularly below the belt. They will send you plenty of free stuff, too, once you sign up. So you get the cologne, the deodorant, and everything else. Go to manscaped.com, therapistpreferred.com. Make sure you're using the code 5, that's the number 5, RSN. And now, hey, you can hear the waterfall behind me because I'm in the Bahamas. Omer Yurtsevin was at Media Day. He talks to us next here on the Five on the Floor podcast feed. Down to Biscayne.
Yay. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. Impact we trust. It's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor here at Heat Media Day. I got Alex Toledo with me, Brady Hawk, and also Gad Cartagena. We got Omer Yurtsevin. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay, see, that's
the Turkish way. Not the Turkish way.
All right, so give me the Turkish way, because I mean, you know, I'm not very good at this typically.
It would be tough. I mean, you wouldn't have like, because we have a different letter for O.
Okay.
It's Omer Yurtsevin, but it's fine.
Hold on a second. Brady, try it.
Omer Yurtsevin.
No, better, closer.
That has a very heavy accent. Yeah, it's like, yeah, you don't speak Turkish. It makes sense.
No,
I'll work on it.
I don't commonly do that. I want to talk to you. We'll start with the basketball stuff and then kind of go off the court with you a little bit. But there's been a lot of conversation this offseason about the size of this team. And, you know, Bam at the 5 and no PJ this year. Not that Bam, PJ was the tallest guy, but obviously he was playing on the 4 spot this year. But have you set a goal for yourself of putting yourself in position where you and Bam can play consistent minutes together this year?
Hell yeah. And I think the biggest shift that has to happen for that is for me to be out there on the floor and, you know, demand that time. And the way I do that is by dominating on the defensive end, you know, like I've done on the offensive end last year. And I think that comes and shows everybody that, you know, we want to keep them out there. How do we keep them out there more? And when we put me and Bam together, who's going to grab a rebound from us? That's what I'm thinking. And yeah, I mean, of course, I put that in perspective and kind of, you know, work towards it all off season.
And when you say who's going to grab a rebound against you guys, obviously rebounds tend to find you. We had this situation many times last.
It goes both ways. I think it's all about tracking the ball and also anticipating the shot, because whoever starts carving out space first has the biggest advantage. Because if you can anticipate the shot, and as somebody's watching the ball, let's say you hit him from the back and you kind of like nudge them under the rim, whatever falls on the other side is in your hands. So like you kind of cover all that space just by starting earlier, starting that box out process earlier.
And when you talk about playing with Bam, the other part of it is on the offensive end and spacing. Right. What would that look like to you? Like, in other words, we've seen obviously Bam can make a mid-range jumper. We know that. He's talked about expanding his range a little bit. We haven't quite seen the taking a three a game the way he talked about last year. I don't think he took one the whole year. But how to you would that look with you and Bam on the floor together on the offensive end?
I do think he's capable, but I think I am extremely capable as well of shooting and extending that range. And once you do that, the whole, you know, floor spaces out. And, you know, that's when you have guys like Jimmy and Kyle who can literally penetrate through defenses, and people won't be able to come or on a full rotation and or send two guys on a full rotation. So, you know, it will take a lot of load away and, you know, help out a lot of guys and help them kind of take some, like I said, take some pressure off them, because a lot of teams won't be able to, like I said, send two, three guys to defend one guy, which, you know, Jimmy battled with at times last year.
We'll get to Brady's questions here in a second, but one more on this. You talk about expanding your range. I was to say to you, where are you comfortable to right now? 15 feet, 18 feet, like what?
Oh, the more line. And anywhere, not even corner, like not just corners, anywhere. Just top of the key, trailer, running in, flaring to the slot, flaring to the wing, flaring to the corner, backing out to the corner. I don't know, like I've worked on and repped out all those situations in-game speeds many times this offseason. So, you know, I would say I'm comfortable with any of those shots.
Spoelstra always says the guys take the shots. We want you taking more threes. Has he encouraged you to expand your range in that way? Does he want you taking all those looks?
I think so. And that's been like the biggest thing, because I guess we were talking and he said, you got to hit 80% by training camp. And I am right now. I am at 80%. And I do want to get it to 90% so that on a bad day, I shoot an 80%. And that's my competitive side, to just show that I am capable, that I am at that level. And hearing that from him gave me that encouragement to show him that I can shoot above 80%, and just that he can, you know, trust me in the game too, to give me that opportunity. But I think it's not, nothing is ever given. It's all earned here. So gonna have to earn it again.
Staying on the offensive side of the ball, it feels like one of the things that goes under the radar with your game is your passing. I think back to the game last year in Phoenix where you had about 7 or 8 assists and you were used in post splits and different things playmaking wise. Are the things you're picking up from Bam just being a top kind of big man passer? And do you think you can be utilized that way this season, more as a playmaker at times?
Yeah, I think me and Bam play very differently though, especially the passing position, like facilitating. But that's a good detail that you kind of caught, because I could have had a triple-double that game easily. And I think the biggest shift was when, all right, we want to put Ayton in actions, but also they're so bad defending off-ball actions, so let's attack that. So we find a big weakness and you work it until it doesn't work. So we kind of like started working it, and every kind of like, whether it was a single cut or a curl cut or a double cut, we would find there'd be an open guy. It would be like a small opening, but I did a good job, you know, finding that gap and that, you know, won that game for us when Phoenix was going like on a 42-9 record given their 10th loss of the year. But yeah, I mean, I think it's not like I saw it from Bam, because his style is more different. He kind of like dribbles into it as he gets it in transition or a defensive rebound. He just dribbles into it and kind of starts facilitating from there. Mine is more catch it on the post and wait for the split action to happen and then kind of play out of it, whether it be a dribble handoff or a pass or like a corner pass if there's a help side coming. So it's just like different reads.
There's a couple of things that have really stuck out to me since you kind of broke onto the scene that are coming across in this interview. One is that you have a feel for the game and you can read the game, particularly on the offensive end. It just comes across with the way that you talk, but also that you have a confidence about yourself. It doesn't come off as cockiness, but a confidence about yourself. Do you see any ceiling for yourself at this level at all? I mean, what is, in your view, your potential as an NBA player?
I don't see a ceiling. I know it's like, it sounds super cocky and it is a cliche, but I feel like it's all mental and you just can't put one. If you put one on yourself, then everybody will put a lot more on you. So I don't think I have a ceiling. It's just about working on it. It's like I have a limited amount of time. So what aspect of my game do I hone myself on? Which skill do I hone my body and physicality and everything, giving my all on it? This offseason, it was agility and three-point shooting and the defensive stuff, just like guarding a...
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor and the 5 Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly. So I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Pick and roll, but yeah, like, thank you, because I hate to see it when it, like, if it comes out cocky, but it's just about all that work that I put in kind of like giving me that confidence.
Yeah, it doesn't come off as cockiness. It just comes off as you kind of know what you have to work on, but you feel like you can get there, which is interesting. You also happen to play in an organization that is run by the guy that Bam referred to as the old man today, Pat Riley. And if he could play 5 7-footers at the same time, he probably would. Okay, that's the way Pat has typically thought. Has Pat had any conversations with you about the kind of where he wants your game to go? He's pretty familiar with Georgetown big men, as you know. And what has that been like? Because he comes from more of an old school style. Like, he would put you and Bam together right now, I think, if he was coaching this team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you said, he has had great experiences with Georgetown guys. But every player is so different at the same time. And the biggest thing he told me last year was being able to show that I can stay out there defensively. And for me to do that, I have to be more agile. So that's why I kind of took my time, a lot, the bulk of my time this offseason, to just hone on that every day.
The other Georgetown big guy, I want to go to a second, but I want to follow on this. I'm sorry, I'm hogging this particular interview.
I literally talked to Coach Pat this morning.
Okay, and I want to ask you something about another Georgetown big guy, but what did you talk to Coach Pat about this morning?
No, he was just, you know, wishing well for the season. I talk with him like every week. If not every other week, but we catch up, and he was just wishing luck for the season, and it was amazing to hear from him. I always, you know, had a good relationship with him, and it's kind of grown so much. I didn't expect it.
And I mean, a lot of battles here against this particular organization that he had, but the guy he battled, one of his best friends, Alonzo Mourning, has been working with you pretty extensively. Zoe was known for defense first. The offense kind of came over the course of his career. What does he drill you on the most when he talks to you or when he works with you or anything like that?
The biggest thing I've realized is being a force, is what he mentions, just being a force and being just physical and dominant. And you play pretty, he's, you know, seeing it from experience. And the biggest thing is being able to literally clear guys out of the way and get every single rebound. And if somebody comes in to pay, they have to know your presence. You have to be the anchor in there. And he did it with such a dominant force that I see where he's coming from, and I've seen his tape. And, you know, I want to have that level of dominance on the defensive end, you know, blocking every shot or whoever comes in. Like, if there's a big guy coming in, like, they're not going to be able to go through you at any point in time. Everybody's going to have to take a difficult shot over your hand. And if they make it, good. They'll have to try it again, and they have to make that tough shot over and over, and that's going to reflect on percentages. So, you know, his mentorship has been amazing, and, you know, his input is, like, priceless because of the experience that he's had.
So, Omer, I think it's interesting hearing you talk about all this when you talk about agility, your shooting, playing with force, wanting to, you know, earn more minutes in the rotation. And I think it's interesting, right, like you're seeing a trend in the NBA where for the past decade or so, teams have been downsizing and winning titles that way. But in the past couple of seasons, you've seen the other way, you know, happen with you've seen the Bucks won the title with Giannis and Brooke as their main front court. We saw Boston, what just happened with them, and Horford, Robert Williams, and the success they had with that front court. You also talk about Cleveland, right? This upcoming team with Mobley and Jared Allen. These teams are not necessarily shying away from playing two somewhat traditional bigs together. Now, it's a lot of skills between those bigs that I mentioned, but what I want to know from you is, what do you think? Because you and Bam, Dedmon and Bam, I think total got 32 minutes, right, between the both lineup machinations right there. So I want to know from you what it would take for those lineups to be played more often, you with Bam, for those lineups to be effective. What do you have to do for Spo to just, you know, run that more often?
I mean, it's, I think, simple as it's complex. I have to dominate defensively. And I think once I do that, like it happened last year, like Caleb stayed on the floor because of his impact on defense. And it was like, we can't really take him off there because we want him to have that aggressiveness on defense and be able to like make guys, the short guy, the Trey, or like any kind of guard, shooting guard you can find, having to be in that tough position and have that tough, agile, shifted defender on him because he pushed that pressure. So you want to have that kind of presence, that kind of dominance, and that kind of aggressivity that will give you that feeling where it's like, I want to leave him out there. How do we leave him out there? We want to put Bam in the game too. Let's put him inside of. So I think it's just, you know, showing that as number one. And I think that's going to take care of the rest.
And to that end, when you have people out there saying, which has been the conventional wisdom on sort of from fans right now, that that this team needs to find a four. That's what we've heard the whole offseason. No PJ, they got to find a four. Do you look at it and say, and I don't want to make you sound cocky here, but do you look at it and say, we potentially have a four? Could be Bam Adebayo, because I'm going to be playing the five.
We have one of the most dominant fours in the league. Bam is extremely dominant on both hands, and he is a four.
I think a lot of fans would agree with you on that, right?
That, no, we definitely got to follow up on that, because it's definitely been, I don't know, you know, how active you are on social media as far as what people say, but like a lot of fans have been pushing for, you know, you and Bam to play together, or Bam and Deadman to play together, in the sense of like, oh, Bam is a four, like you're saying. And it's very controversial, because like there's very much two sides to it, where people are like, no, Bam is a five in today's game, Bam is a four in today's game. To me, in my opinion, I think he's kind of a hybrid big. It doesn't really matter what position he plays. It's about what he does, the actual role he's playing when he's on the court. And so I do think, you know, those minutes with you and Bam could work together. And I think it would be kind of an interesting switch up for Spo to work with, considering it's not something that we saw much of last season, like I said before. And so, again,
what do you think that makes him like a true five at the same time?
I guess the fact that when he's out there, you know, for the past three seasons with him as a starter, that he's out there as a defensive anchor. And even though he gets switched out onto the perimeter a lot, especially with the switch heavy scheme that you guys had last season, he was a five, especially with PJ out there. Sometimes PJ would serve as a five. Obviously, you know, we talked about that stretch where you were the five when Bam was gone as well. And we saw the success that you guys had kind of running similar things, whether it was you or PJ, with the post splits, with the dribble handoff action. And so that's why I do think there is space for you guys to play together. And that's why I just wanted to hear more from you. But it's really interesting to hear you declaratively say Bam is a four. Could you go more into that?
Oh, no, I mean, like, the game right now is positionless. So there's no such thing as, like, four or five. That's why I asked, like, why do you think he is a five?
That's why I think he's a hybrid big. It's not necessarily one position or the other.
But, like, when you go against guys that are literally, like, 40, 50 pounds heavier than him, like Nurkic or Embiid or, I don't know, you name it, like, Lopez, right? In the Bucks series. Like, all those guys have an advantage because they're taller and they're just bigger and stronger. And I think you need a seven-footer to go against a seven-footer. Like, I think that's the way you kind of eliminate that aspect of the game, so that Bam can, you know, use, because he's going overtime when he goes against those big guys.
So is it fair to say that your presence, if you can emerge in this, will allow Bam to be his best self? Is that kind of? So.
Yes, absolutely. I think I'm gonna, you know, add years to his career. But yeah,
that's a good place to go. All right, we're gonna, before we close though, you have to try to pronounce Omer's name better than we did. Do it again one more time. Alex is gonna.
Seven. Omer, you're at seven.
Closer.
I'm gonna edit that.
Are you familiar kind of with the cult following that you have on social media though? Because you do. I mean, no, you don't see it.
I'm not on social media too much.
Uh-huh. You post though.
Yeah,
you post.
Yeah. I do, but it's not like,
I mean, yurt season.
I know you see the love.
So, you like, do. Like yurt season. Yeah.
You do
like
every season is yurt
season. Yeah,
okay. Is there another nickname that you want for yourself this year or no?
No, I've like kind of 07 or 07, I guess. But yeah, I like 07 and yurt season and yurt. I don't know. Like them all.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
What are people are comfortable with?
Omer Yurtseven.
Close.
All right. Thanks for joining us anyway. We appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Fire Regional Sports Network.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.